One morning last June, a giant sculpture of a heroin spoon was dropped on the campus of Purdue Pharma in Stamford. It was a piece of protest art meant to hold the pharmaceutical company responsible for its role in the opioid epidemic. The incident led to the arrest of Stamford gallery owner Fernando Alvarez and the confiscation of the sculpture. The heroin spoon has since been returned to Dominic Esposito, the artist who created it. Alvarez is due in court on Monday, facing charges related to the installation. Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman has the story behind the giant heroin spoon, the months of planning to get it just right, and exactly how the piece was created.
It all started back in April of this year. The Fernando Luis Alvarez Gallery was working on a new exhibition. Opioid Express Yourself was envisioned as an artist-led project aimed at calling out entities Alvarez believes are complicit in the current opioid epidemic, namely the pharmaceutical companies who produce opioid painkillers, their lobbyists, lawmakers, as well as doctors who overprescribe painkillers. I reached Fernando Alvarez by Skype.
I've been in waiting rooms at doctors' offices, and you see people sitting there like zombies, and they go in there and they get their prescription drugs and walk out. How can doctors not see that? Doctors knew. Purdue Pharma and all these other companies must have known. And our politicians were just putting a blind eye to it as they took money from them.
Alvarez says the project was coming along, but he needed an anchor, a big symbolic work of art to tie the whole exhibition together. Through a college friend, he was introduced to Boston-based sculptor Dominic Esposito. He says he knew right away that he had found his anchor.
It was a no-brainer after hearing this great story of his brother in what his family has gone through, for this to be the artist, the last artist to select.
Dominic Esposito's brother had been struggling with addiction for years.
My mom found the spoon in the house, and she'd call me in this crazy panic, you know, saying, you know, Dominic, screaming, you know, I found another spoon in this broken English. And so your heart starts racing and you know, all the air gets kind of sucked out of your lungs. The spoon, for me, is a dark sort of emotional symbol.
So in late April, with only 6 weeks before the opening of the exhibition, Esposito began work on the huge spoon.
It was very emotional. I mean, I had my brother visit me every once in a while and, you know, be there with me. It was a difficult process because, you know, you're under this time constraint, but also there's an emotional factor. It's really kind of a visceral feeling that I felt at that point, you know, constructing the spoon.
Esposito chose steel as his material of choice for the heroin spoon.
The bowl of the spoon was made by using an English wheel. It's a way of rolling metal, so you get that curve. So a lot of it is constructed in 1/8-inch steel, both-sided, with square tube as a skeleton. Long story short, it's about 10 feet in length.
With the sculpture finished, Fernando Alvarez and Dominic Esposito got to work planning the second part of this venture into guerrilla art, figuring out the logistics of dropping the sculpture in just the right spot on the campus of Purdue Pharma. The Stamford company's flagship drug, OxyContin, is the subject of lawsuits brought by many counties and municipalities who say the drug is responsible for fueling the opioid epidemic. Esposito says the secret was precision and speed.
We basically made this out of two pallets. We put them together, put wheels on them, and then rolled the spoon off the trailer and basically dumped it onto the sidewalk in front of Purdue Pharma.
They dropped the spoon exactly where they wanted it for the perfect photo op, on the sidewalk in front of the headquarters with the Purdue Pharma logo in the background. Soon after, Esposito says things started going crazy.
It just kept escalating with the police. So first we had, you know, just a normal kind of policeman on watch kind of come up and, you know, try to get us to remove it. Then we had, you know, the sergeant, then the captain. And then finally, you know, after an hour of negotiation, it went all the way to the state AG. So at that point, they hauled it away.
In the end, gallery owner Fernando Alvarez was arrested on two charges, obstruction of free passage and interfering with police, both misdemeanors. Alvarez says it was all part of the plan and he has no regrets.
Absolutely none. None at all. This is such an important mission. We needed this to be an easy way for people to remember of the importance of accountability. For the mass deaths that have happened
In a written statement to Connecticut Public Radio, Purdue Pharma says, quote, "We share the protesters' concern about the opioid crisis and respect their right to peacefully express themselves. Purdue is committed to working collaboratively with those affected by this public health crisis on meaningful solutions to help stem the tide of opioid-related overdose deaths." Alvarez isn't buying it. He says for too long, companies like Purdue Pharma have used money, lawyers, lobbyists, and PR to avoid real consequences for their part in the opioid epidemic.
People are coming together and getting organized, but we still have to move the needle, and we will not be victorious until these people are put behind bars. We just want justice for them. Put them in front of a judge, put them in front of a jury. You know, that is what we want for these people. To be treated like the rest of Americans would when they commit a crime. That's all.
Last month, a judge ordered the Stanford police to return the heroin spoon sculpture to Dominic Esposito. Fernando Alvarez will be in court on Monday, where he is expected to receive accelerated rehabilitation. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.